Welcome to the Art of Falling Asleep podcast. My name is Derek, and you're probably noticing something different. There's different music, and it's not stopping. I'm going to roll it. I felt like the podcast needed a little just touch of something new. And I'm enjoying this so far. So you let me know what you think, because ultimately I'm going to let you decide this one. But I'm calling this episode The Monkey Wears a Watch, which is something that I read in a comment section on a YouTube video. Now, I don't know about you, but whenever I go into a comment section, I'm either looking for somebody to agree with or somebody to disagree with. Never have I entered a comment section looking to be enlightened. But enlightened I was, and here I am recording a podcast episode about this. So The Monkey Wears a Watch, and what this commenter was talking about specifically was addiction. And so he was describing his journey with alcohol addiction and recovery, and how when he was phasing out, when he went cold turkey and he stopped drinking, what he would tell himself was that the monkey wears a watch. And so he knew that it was just a matter of time before his urge to have a drink would dissipate. And I know that may not be the case for everybody. Addiction's a very tricky and difficult thing. But nonetheless, this was his story. And I really resonated with it, with feeling like there's a monkey on your back. And without the insight that at some point the monkey leaves, it feels permanent, right? And so without that insight, without that reminder that eventually the monkey leaves, we kind of just learn to run from ourselves. We learn to live with this feeling of permanence. And with sleep, the first thing that comes to mind is the sleep inertia that you might experience when you know that sleep just doesn't feel like it's anywhere close to you, and that there's something that you could do to perhaps invite sleep closer, but you don't feel like doing it. All right, so you're too awake to sleep, but too tired and apathetic to breathe a certain way or get out of bed and stretch or whatever it might take. And what creates part of this inertia is not realizing that there's a monkey on your back. And so it's like you're trying to escape this uncomfortable feeling, not realizing it's like the opposite of chasing your tail. And so you don't realize that the therapeutic maneuver is just to sit there, is to sit with it. And you hear that expression a lot, right? Like, just sit with it, just sit with it. And sitting with it can feel very uncomfortable if you don't realize that there's a timer on. And this, reading this, happened on the heels of a very powerful experience I had in the bathtub, where, and I had just gone through this extremely intense healing session. So I needed to cleanse, I needed to detox, I needed to release some more things. And so my practitioner suggested bathing and letting the water run through me and going through a release practice, a detox and release practice. And so I did this, and I was really looking forward to doing this because even though the session was intense, I felt really good. And as I started to lay in the bath and go through some visualization, I started to get really anxious. I just wanted to get out of the tub. I wanted to get out of the tub. And if I wasn't so hyper aware that the reason I was in the tub was to release, I probably would have. And so I just sat with it. And I told myself, okay, I know this feeling sucks. And I know right now you want to do anything other than sit here. But there's a reason. There's a reason that you're feeling like this. Because the thing that you're releasing doesn't want to go. It loves where it's been. But you have the insight. You have the maturity. You know you are ready for this. And we know you're not going to die. This doesn't feel good, but you're safe, right? And so I trusted that. I trusted that. And I knew that if I just sat with it and waited it out, that on the other side of this resistance was going to be this beautiful waterfall of chemicals, of pleasure chemicals. And so this takes me to resistance with sleep and how when entering into a nighttime routine, how there is almost always resistance there. We don't always know that it's there. Sometimes we do. And sometimes we don't know it's there. And sometimes we know it's there, but we can't put a finger on it. But what's interesting about resistance, what I teach in the five-step method, the concept is that resistance is the sleep. And instead of thinking that, okay, there's this resistance that I'm facing, I don't like it, so let me get some momentum for sleep somewhere else, that way I'm coming equipped to meet this resistance, to overpower this resistance. No, you're not turning to something else, but actually looking at the resistance and saying, oh, okay, I see you, and I see how you are just sleep that hasn't been resolved yet. You haven't been processed and understood and provided more context to, so that you could transmute and express yourself in the most appropriate way based on the time of day and based on the wear and tear that the body's experienced at that point. So, you know, this is a very important thing, because when you just think in terms of resourcefulness and efficacy and sustainability of the body, you realize that you have everything you need. And the more it feels like there's something stopping you, well, the more that you have. As they say, the bigger that they are, the harder they fall, right? The more resistance that you're experiencing, well, by golly, the more sleep that's waiting to be transmuted and experienced. And so the monkey wears a watch, but the monkey also has the goods. And it's a two-part process, right? I have the resistance, and I also have the time. I have the time. And when those two are working together with the faith, you have the faith. So that's what this episode is really about, is inspiring you to try on that faith, that whatever you're experiencing is a monkey. And in the five-step method, I teach you how to turn the monkey of cognitive resistance and physical resistance and emotional resistance into sleep. But this is something that you could practice at any time of the day. So back to the bathtub, when I was feeling the monkey on my back and I was just sitting through, I knew, because of the sleep concept, I knew that the discomfort I was feeling was also the pleasure that I was seeking, that I was hoping to feel. And that the only way to the pleasure was through this anxiety, through this discomfort. And again, the grounding factor in all of this was that I was safe. I knew I was safe. And so I sat with it and I cried. And I waited and I waited. And I breathed. And after a certain point, when I still wasn't feeling great, but I was feeling a little better, I was able to track how every 30 seconds or so, I was feeling better. On a scale of 1 to 10, right? I was like, okay, I'm an 8. And I paid a little bit more attention. And I notated, all right, I'm a 7 now. And I just followed this all the way down until I felt no need to count and actually reached this place of satiety where I didn't feel like getting up out of the bathtub. So this is by far the most intense thing that I had ever sat myself through. I've experienced longer moments of anxiety and tension because I was running from myself, right? I was experiencing the inertia of not being willing to sit with it, but also not being willing to do something organic and healthy to process the energy. So it wasn't as intense, but it was drawn out. In the gift in sitting through the intensity of this, and then the concept that which I seek is in that which I want to resist, it's training the nervous system. It's training the trauma. It is showing, giving evidence that there is nothing that's coming from the inside that is greater than the consciousness and our willingness to begin to process our emotions in a new way. And, you know, with all the information that we have, if you're listening to this podcast, I'm sure that you have listened to hundreds of other podcasts that talk about self-help and the nervous system, emotions, and trauma. And so you're probably pretty good at this and you're getting the hang of it, I'm sure. So what I want to do is just remind you and inspire you to have faith in the power of time, in the power of breath, in the power of having the consciousness, having the capacity, the knowledge, the conscious knowledge that waiting it out is the only way in. And that each time that you're able to do that, even in the smallest way, you are learning a brand new way of relating to yourself, of relating to sleep, of relating to your triggers. So That's my message. And let me know how this sits with you. Let me know what you think of the music, if you enjoyed it. And also, I never asked this, but if you enjoy the podcast, please give it a 5-star rating wherever you listen to it, because, you know, we need more people sleeping better and perhaps thinking about sleep in a little different way than your internet browser might be suggesting you think about it. So thanks so much for your support, and I'll see you in the next episode.